there's welcome in large friendly letters. I think this is an extremely important conference. I think the issue of computing in schools is one that's attracting a lot of attention at the moment. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm opening this conference, since I don't teach at schools, and Simon's already given the game away on this. I'm chairing the advisory group to a Royal Society study, which is looking into computing in schools, and the motivation for this study has come up very much from the bottom through groups such as this and the BCS and the concerns that you've been expressing over the state of computing in schools across the country. So I'm really just the front man at the Royal Society for something which I hope will ultimately help your cause. But Simon said he wanted me to say a little bit about my background as well. So one of the strange coincidences that sometimes happen in life is I assembled the advisory group at the Royal Society, and a name that was put forward was Neil Sheldon, who's from Manchester Grammar School, which is where I went a very long time ago. And it turns out that Neil actually introduced me to computing at school. Back in 1970, he made an arrangement with Imperial College whereby boys at school could write programs, where write is a bit of a strange word to use. These were then posted, because they were on 80 column cards, they were posted to Imperial College, where they were fed to some computer or other, and about a fortnight later, a large piece of good old-fashioned printout came back and told you which line you got wrong. In fact, we didn't have a card punch at school. What we got were 80-column cards that were pre-punched, and they could only pre-punch every other column or the whole card collapsed. So they were actually 40-column cards. Every other column of an 80-column card had all the little squares slightly pre-punched, and you could push these out with a sharp implement. And that's how we wrote programs. And there was the two-week debug cycle, which I think is an excellent discipline that should be reintroduced. and the other irony of this is in working with these cards and writing our programs, I have this slight suspicion that 41 years ago, we were getting a better experience of computing than many kids get at school today. And I think that's why you're here. Okay, I mean, and I'm sure that's not the case in your schools, but in a lot of schools I think it is. So I was introduced to computing at schools. At university I read mathematics, if that's not a strange phrase. But while I was at Cambridge, I joined a student society called the Cambridge University Processor Group, and this was a society of students who built computers for fun. And I thought this sounded like an interesting thing to have a go at. And so in about 1977, I joined the society, and the first computer I built is still sitting on the top of a bookcase in my office, and it's photographed here. It was all hand-assembled. I even made the card frame myself because I couldn't afford the commercial ones. And I basically was self-taught building machines. And through the Cambridge University Processor Group, I got drawn into the embryonic Acorn computers, who were building things that don't look very different from the way I built my first computer, their chips exposed on boards, and so on. Now, some of you will have come across an account of this stage of my history, according to Micromen. Now, I have to point out the portrayal was not accurate in many details. So for some reason I was portrayed as a chain smoker, and I haven't had a cigarette since I was 12. That's another story. I have a beard there, I've never had a beard. Glasses, well, I didn't start wearing glasses to my mid-40s, but I will confess to a slightly strange taste in tank tops in those days.